Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, May 28th, through Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. May 29th, 2021, Saturday of the Octave of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Selfish ambition is the spirit which is destroying souls and the soul of the world. The soul who concerns himself only with what will benefit himself is responsible for wars, tyranny, and all disordered politics. I say it is a spirit since it destroys the soul's journey in holiness, and very often the holiness of many who are influenced around him. The course of human history manifests this. Every evil dictator has been the servant of this spirit. Every disordered government is the product of this ambition. Many God-fearing governments are under attack by such a spirit, even as I speak to you this day. This same spirit is the cause of the rise of drug abuse, the dismantling of the family unit, and the popularity of abortion. The deliverance of this spirit from the heart of the world can only be accomplished through a conscious effort to renounce self and live in pursuit of the welfare of others. Until this becomes a priority, both in public life and in private life, the world will suffer the bad fruits of pursuit of disordered self-love." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 30th, 2021, the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The more a soul lives only for himself, the wider the abyss between his heart and mine. Pleasing me needs to be every soul's priority. Pleasing me is the impetus behind all the commandments. The little soul who is self-effacing does not surrender his freedom to live according to my commandments. Whatever interferes with peace of heart needs to be avoided as a temptation against the peace I desire every soul to have. Do not believe that the new world order is the panacea of world peace and security. On the contrary, it paves the way for the Antichrist, who is these days waiting in the wings, ready to be the one world dictator. People do not recognize him, as his pretense is all peace and security. Do not believe that surrendering rights makes you stronger and the world a more cohesive place. You are as strong as your independence from evil allows you to be. Cling to your rights under the Constitution, which was inspired by me to bring union in righteousness. Be warriors of truth, for truth is the foundation of peace." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 31st, 2021, Feast of the Visitation, Memorial Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today, as your country commemorates the lives of your deceased, I invite you to realize that those who loved me in their earthly existence are alive in their afterlife. It is always best to pray for the departed souls, since you are not privy to their position in heaven, purgatory, or hell. It is safest to presume the departed are in purgatory and still in need of your prayers. You cannot offer too many prayers for the dead. If the ones you pray for are in heaven, all your prayers for them will not be wasted, but go to some other needy soul. There are millions of souls in purgatory that no one prays for. Some are there due to lack of belief in purgatory. Others are there because of false presumptions as to their final destination, either heaven or hell. Consequently, no prayer offered for the poor souls is useless. Disbelief in purgatory does not negate its existence." A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. "May the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. June 1st, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These are the days of my mercy. It is the hour of my calling all my children back into the reality of my dominion over them. Consequently, many events will take place as a means of helping souls to realize their dependency upon me. Many such events have already occurred, weather-related events, government corruption, and more. In my mercy, I desire all souls be convinced that I am the ultimate divine provider. When human efforts fail you, I am always there with my divine provision. I act through people, many of whom are my chosen instruments in the world. Those who are given heavenly wisdom have already realized these truths. To many others, their hearts are consumed by gods of the world, prideful dependence on self and things of the world. I am the inner strength you must depend upon in your desperate needs. Learn to include me in your decisions. Come into my paternal heart as a trusting child runs into the arms of his father. I have the solutions you seek. Often they come in unexpected ways, but stay close to me and you will recognize my divine provision." A note is given to read Psalm 4, 1 through 3. "Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You have given me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 2nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you read these messages, I invite you to savor them in your heart. This is a generation deprived of a desire for wisdom and common sense. The majority of the people these days are easily influenced by evil, for they do not consider satanic influence a reality. Not believing in Satan is an evil victory in the heart of the world. Disbelief does not cancel out the truth of Satan's existence. Truth, which is salvific, is the truth of my commandments. These days, this truth is very unpopular. Folks in general do not look for any authority over them. They, as a rule, make their own free will the authority they willingly obey. This false god of free will makes souls gullible and open to any temptation of evil. With this mindset, it is easy to understand how Satan wins small battles and great ones as well. Your greatest weapon in this war against truth is your heartfelt prayers. I use every prayer against Satan's ingenious attacks. Your failure to understand this is Satan's victory. This is the hour when you must choose sides." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These days you are undergoing a change of seasons. The air is becoming much hotter. There may even be stormy weather. The political climate in your country has changed as well. The season that supported truth has passed away. It is replaced by the unhealthy atmosphere of hidden agendas and false information. The political storms of this age are really battles between good and evil. Evil uses blackmail and threats to win its way. Therefore, campaigns supporting the truth have been obliterated by a season of evil. For any of this to change, the climate of fear needs to be changed to one of courage. This will take personal heroism. Much is said about climate change these days. The real climate change that needs to be supported is the climate of dishonesty in leadership to one of truth." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.